Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here, as promised, with Guy Carr. Guy Carr for Congress. Guy Carr is running to oppose. His hope is to be opposing the current person who's sitting in the 8th congressional seat, Alan Grayson. So he's got a number of people running against him. We're going to get to know Guy Carr today, and you spell his last name K-E-R-R. Guy Carr, K-E-R-R, for Congress.com. That's just merely the that's the domain name. They're still playing with the website, so you can't go there just yet, but it's a good way to get to know them. Thank you for coming here today, Guy Carr. Now tell us, what was it? You know, what kind of political involvement have you had to this point? What motivated you on this situation to run for the 8th Congressional District seat?
Well, thanks for having me. And I never thought I would enter the political arena. However, in the few short months since the Democrats have been in power, I've seen my America changing, and I just can't take it anymore. So what I want to do is fight for the people of my district, the state of Florida, and the United States, and I want to be a servant to the people to represent them and their will, and to fight against those elected officials who would choose to talk down to the people and to mock them. So I want to be the voice and not the deaf ear that we have found to be the norm in Washington today.
Oh, I like that statement. The voice and not the deaf ear. Now, what makes you think it's a deaf ear? Do you have any evidentiary things that you can share with us that would show that there might be a deaf ear?
Well, I think mostly as we see the Tea Party and we see a true grassroots movement going on, just the insults that have come out of Washington and the fact that you can have at least a couple million people marching on Washington, and they say 30,000. When here in Orlando, you can have 6,000 people show up to a tea party, and they could say a few hundred. When the phones are burning up with protest against cap and trade and government-run health, and it's completely ignored. It's things like that that just kind of burns me up.
Well, thank you for your input there. And Guy Carr, just to let our folks know who we're talking to, on Frank Talk 104.3 FM, it is Guy Carr, K-E-R-R, and he's hoping to challenge the current folks that are sitting in Congress in the 8th District. Of course, he's going to have several people running for the Republican ticket, as I see that's what he's going for here. Now, I ask this question to people who are in office. This is what I do. I ask this question. Tell us what the purpose of government is.
Well, the purpose of government is, of course, to serve the people. I think too often the people in government today forget that they are servants, that their job is to do the will of the people. It's too often I hear that we're a democracy. A lot of people don't realize that we are actually a republic. And the reason we have the elected officials is to represent the will of the people. And unfortunately, what we find is too often people get to Washington and all they want to do is serve their own will.
Okay, you said the will of the people. If the will of the people, let's just say hypothetically, the majority of people that went to the town hall meetings on the healthcare thing, they were actually a synthetic AstroTurf minority. Now, let's just say hypothetically. And it was really the will of the people for Congress to institute a national universal healthcare mandate. If that's the will of the people, let's say you, if the will of your constituents is for you to go into Congress and to institute this mandatory upon everybody in the nation health care mandate, what would you do, Guy Carr?
Well, that's something that I feel our elected officials are confronted with and actually do need to face. Now, for me personally, would I look at that and say that I agree with government-run health care? Absolutely not. But if it was the will of the people, then I, as an elected representative of the people, would have no choice but to do the will of the people.
Essentially, in that case, I guess that would be, you do actually have a theory of government that is one of a democracy rather than a republic in its classical sense. And the reason I say that is, as I understand it, Republican form of government would be one where you're operating on the rule of law, and you're really representing, you're chosen by people to uphold the law. And I quote Sir William Blackstone. He talks about those who aspire to go on such a great of honor, and he was talking about folks in Parliament a couple hundred years ago, but same formation of or frame of government that we have here, similar. And he said, but really it was to avoid, avert, and to check every dangerous innovation. So, Guy Carr, you would be more to say if your constituents, the majority of your constituents, decide a certain thing, then you would, in effect, go weigh that voice. Now, what about, do you think, what about the idea of constitutionality? What if the will of the people in your area thinks something to be or wants something that in you find out is possibly unconstitutional? What do you do in that situation?
Well, the one thing that every elected official swears to do is to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And if the people want to change the Constitution, then of course there are steps to do it, but it, for just a simple vote, if the people are saying we want this and it is unconstitutional, I would have to tell them no, because of course first and forehand to protect and defend the Constitution would be my job.
Now tell us about you, Guy Carr. This is Guy Carr, and he's intending to run for the 8th District so that the audience are, you know, actually a significant part of this eastern half of our listening audience. It might even be more than half, depending on the weather. You're under the 8th District, and so, and that would be, the current representative there would be Alan Grayson. So we're introducing you now, ahead of time, to Guy Carr, K-E-R-R, and there's going to be an election a year from now. So what we're going to want to do over the next many months is talk to these folks who are running from office and dialogue over these things, and just for your benefit. Tell us about your background. You said that you're basically, your answer was, I'm sick and tired of seeing what's going on. So our country is being torn apart, and you're finished. So you're going to get in and do something. What's your background? What's your vocation, your job? What's your background for your folks there in our neighborhoods?
Well, I joke about the fact that I never held a real job. After college, I went into the Navy. I spent 6 years as a Navy SEAL. After that, I owned several businesses, from a scuba dive company to a real estate company and mortgage company. And most recently, what I've done is given up the whole real estate mortgage thing, and I wrote a book called We Like Sheep Have Gone Astray and God Wants Us Back. I've been blessed with it becoming a bestseller, and so I just continue writing.
Wow. Well, you say that's not a real job. Let's see, a Navy SEAL. So you're it's good. All We Like Sheep Have Gone Astray, so you're going to tell people how to make things right with God. You used to be a professional killer. Never had a real job. I'm kind of joking around. I don't mean to be too facetious. It's part of our sad entertainment responsibility here. But you've served your country honorably. You said that wasn't a real job. I want to chastise you on that one, being a Navy veteran myself. And also, being Navy SEALs, I understand it's not just a particular job. You had a rating, a type of job that you had that was conventional before you became a SEAL, isn't that right? So what was your particular job that you were trained in the Navy?
Well, I actually went in as an officer, so I was a unrestricted line officer, but immediately after going in, I had applied to become a SEAL. And during the time while I was waiting and going through all my qualifications and so forth, what I did was I just ran a division that moved airplanes around in what was NAS Miramar.
Uh-huh.
Now Marine Corps Station Miramar.
Okay. So you did some logistics planning and stuff for your aircraft and stuff like that.
And remember, Navy's not just a job, it's an adventure.
It was, as a matter of fact. So it was. You've got a book, We Like Sheep Have Gone Astray. Tell us the rest of that title.
And God Wants Us Back. It's basically a book that says if you say you're a Christian, act like it. And it has a little bit of church history in it, a little bit about apologetics. And it's just basically, I mean, unfortunately, even within the church, people tend to follow the world rather than following God. And it's just an encouragement to switch your thinking and follow God.
Okay. Now, Have you? I don't know how much you thought long term about Congress. And folks, you're talking. I'm talking to Guy Carr, K-E-R-R. He's registered as a Republican, and he's running for the 8th district. We're going to have some Democrats, possibly, and some non-affiliated independents that are running for that same office. We've invited Alan Grayson on numerous occasions, and bless his heart and his staff's heart, they may want to consider what they're doing. They're not even responding to my queries, and we've had some personal phone calls and things like that. In fact, there's people in his office that listen to my show, but for some reason, they don't want to respond to these same kind of, I think they're friendly questions. Long term, if how do you think you're going to fare in with regard to your Republican group that you're having to operate? You know, in, you're basically having to go toe to toe with fellow Republicans up until the primaries.
Well, absolutely, and the thing is that the people who I'm running against, I have to freely admit, I would vote for them. I can't even call them my opponents. I have to call them my colleagues. And the reason being is at least two of them that I know of are conservatives. Their thoughts and values are the same as mine. However, I do know that different people have different personalities. So if it's the will of the people that one of them are chosen in the primaries to go up against Alan Grayson, I'm going to be standing right beside them to help them defeat Alan Grayson.
In your campaign, are you going to be using any kind of defamation tactics?
Absolutely not. I firmly disagree with that. As a Christian, I don't believe in attacking anybody or their character. I can say for a fact I definitely do not agree with Alan Grayson or his liberal views, and I will go against the things that he's voted for and his liberal views, but not him personally ever. And when it comes to going against my fellow Republicans, I don't think there's ever going to be a time when I'm going to say it just basically comes down to what you, the people, feel you're, who you're most confident in to be that representative to go against him.
You wrote this book. And I didn't know this before I contacted you. This is kind of neat. We like sheep have gone astray, and God wants us back. And it's had some success, and you're pursuing a writing a career. That is a real job, by the way. And I wrote a book myself, and it took a year. I had to go through the whole thing. Editing. I had to train myself to edit. I mean, that's, you know, you got to take 15,000 words out of a book. I mean, that's work. And so I commend you there. That's a real job.
Well, I know in itself, you definitely, you spend some time going through it, and you spend a lot of time. I had to do the same thing. I had to really teach myself to go through and edit, and I thank God for spell check. But the thing is that I found that I absolutely enjoy writing. And so for something to be, I guess, sure, it's work, but it's always great to enjoy what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to come back here. I got to take a break. I got about 60 seconds till we kick into the advertisements for the broadcast. And so, folks, we are going to have an opportunity after the break. We're going to come back and talk to Guy Carr. His G-U-Y for Guy Carr, K-E-R-R. He's running as a Republican against other Republicans currently to try to see if he can get the nomination to run for the 8th district, congressional district. The opponent would then be Alan Grayson, who we have left an open invitation after many invitations with no response. So we're going to come back here to Frank Talk 104.3 FM in about a few minutes, and we're going to talk to Guy Carr, and we're going to find out what is the basis of his viewpoint, what framed his frame of reference that he's going to be taking into this campaign and into the office. So if you've got a tough question, you can check us on a chat line at faithfreedoms.org, and we'll be back.